All right. I love internet radio because it's quite often commercial free. It's quite often free to listen.
Yes.
And these days, it's really high quality. Like, it's like listening to CD quality music. So it actually sounds better in a lot of cases than FM radio.
Okay, yes.
And I can tune in from any of my devices. So that means I can listen on my phone and wear my Bluetooth headphones and listen around the house, whatever I want to do. I use Shoutcast like crazy.
Okay.
But Shoutcast, it has gone through so many iterations of the company and has been bought out so many times and has changed hands. And, you know, I was using Shoutcast way back in the early days of Winamp and Nullsoft encoders and the original Shoutcast software. And
right.
Those were the good old days, back when emoticons were a thing.
Turns out.
Yeah. But recently, Shoutcast, which is a feature that we use quite a bit to listen to music
right.
online, has gone commercial. So when you go to the website, it's now all about, okay, it's all about the broadcaster. Try it for free for 7 days. It's all the commercial stuff, plans and pricing.
Yuck.
Yeah, you gotta pay.
Wah, wah.
Now, you're gonna find that the original directory still exists, Sasha.
Mm-hmm.
It's still there. We just can't get turned off by the fact that when we land on their website, it's all about the monetary end of things.
Right.
Now, right now, there is a link on their menu to listen, and that's going to take you there. But I want to show you what we're going to do to get around this new homepage, is simply go to the old URL, which is directory.shoutcast.com, directory.shoutcast.com, and hit enter, and that takes a boom, right back into the old interface, just like we remember it, and you can tune into any live radio station from around the world that is broadcasting through their platform.
That's...
So, give me a genre, Sasha.
Coffee house. Is that a
coffee house?
Is that a genre?
Like, are you talking like
acoustic coffee house?
Like, are you talking like folk?
Yeah.
Or do you?
Okay. Yes.
You're thinking more like indie rock or something like that.
Okay. We'll
or coffee house would be like Otis Redding and the great oldies.
No, I just
hits like that.
Yeah. Yes. Indie rock.
That is none of these things are genres. Indie rock?
Yes.
Okay. So let's click on rock. And then scroll down and see what they have. So they do not have indie rock. There's like British Invasion, classic rock, garage rock, glam. And it's pretty well organized, and usually we're going to find stuff that we want. Now, there's seasonal and holiday, which is great for like Christmas music. Halloween's coming, and we like to actually put on the, you know, the Monster Mash and all that kind of stuff is playing on these radio stations for Halloween.
Exactly.
So it's brilliant. The kids love it. But let's, so you can dig through these.
There's classical.
I'm not sure where you'd find some of these things that you're mentioning, like the acoustic blues.
Well, I just...
That's close.
I listen to music
classical
in the background while I'm reading
definitely.
And stuff, so I like things that aren't like...
Oh, well, say you want some Baroque, right? So you click on classical and then Baroque, and look at all of these stations that are available for you in the Baroque genre.
Okay.
Vivaldi. Odo's Baroque music from 1.fm. And you can click on that and hit play, and you'll be listening to that radio station.
Right.
Just like that.
Huh.
So, directory.shoutcast.com is how you get there.